I didn't finish up on the subject of tithing yesterday. I told you that I would see how things went. Well, some other things came into my heart that I'd like to share with you today. We find people who would say that the tithe is binding upon Christians today and that all Christians are to tithe all the time. On the other extreme, there are those people who say that tithing belongs under the law and has no relevance whatsoever for Christians today. So it's important for us to know what the Bible speaks about this subject in order to get a proper understanding. The book of Malachi reveals how important the tithe is to God. When his people refuse to honor him with their tithe, God actually accused them of stealing from him. He asked the question, "Will a man rob God?" "Yet you rob me." But you asked, "How do we rob you?" God's reply was, "In tithing and in offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me." I know there's still some who say that tithing belongs in the Old Testament, and it does belong in a part of the Old Testament. There's a part of the Old Testament where people of faith, people who trusted God, paid a tenth of their increase to God. Tithing was first practiced by those people of faith, and today tithing is a hallmark of the people who trust in God. There are at least two promises in the Old Testament that is still relevant for us today, yet they're not mentioned at all in the New Testament. One is the rainbow. The second one is the blessings of God upon those who pay their tithe. In chapter 9 of Genesis, God told Noah, "I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living thing that is with you for a perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. This is the token of the covenant." And the second promise that I believe that is good today is in Malachi 3:10. "Bring you all the tithe unto the storehouse, and prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruits before the time in the field, and all nations shall call you blessed." These two promises of God, the one concerning the rainbow, the one concerning open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive, and rebuking the devourer for your sake, I believe is still relevant today. There is not a passage in the New Testament that rescinds this promise, just as I have found no New Testament passage that ever rescinded God's rainbow promise about the flood. Do you believe God will never destroy the earth by water again? How do you know? Your confidence is based on the promises found in Genesis chapter 9. Both Bible principles and practical experiences demonstrates the power of tithing in a Christian's life. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So I would admonish you, put your tithes first on your budget, tithe from your gross income. Taxes is not tithes deductible, even though tithes is tax deductible. God is not concerned about the amount of your tithe. You should not be ashamed if your tithe is small. If your tithe is large, you need not boast. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.